Jesus says, "Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." And knowing the truth, Christians, is not simply about believing that Jesus tells the truth. Jesus is the truth. To know Jesus is to know the truth, and to know the truth is to be set free. And John shows us in our reading for tonight that knowing the truth is not only accepting what Jesus says, but it also means seeing him for who he truly is, which is something that many failed to do. John tells us that Jesus was taken from Caiaphas to Pilate. He's actually skipped over the whole trial before Caiaphas. But that's okay. If we want to know more about it, we can go to the other Gospels. But John says that they brought Jesus to the governor's headquarters, to the praetorium, early on Good Friday morning. The Jews don't want to deal with Jesus. They want to give him over to Pilate for him to deal with him instead. But a very interesting thing happens there early on that Good Friday morning. The Jews don't want to go into the praetorium. They don't want to be defiled because they want to still be able to eat the Passover. Now, their reason for doing this does not actually come from the Bible. It's one of their human traditions which they have handed down over time. They believed that even going into the buildings or the homes of non-Jews would make them unclean in the sight of God. Peter points to this when he's talking in Acts chapter 10 and says, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of another nation." They believed it made them unclean. But of course, this uncleanness was not permanent. It would go away after a day or a week, depending. But this was Passover week. It was an important week. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. And so they tried to avoid, as best as they know how, being defiled in this way. But what utter hypocrisy it is for them to do this. They are so concerned about what they think is listening to God that they fail to see what they're doing. They're so concerned about being defiled by entering the praetorium, and yet they feel nothing about handing an innocent man over to death. They think that they're listening to God, but in reality, they aren't. If they had known the truth, they would have seen who Jesus was. If they had known the truth, they would have said that he was the Son of God and that he spoke the truth. If they had known the truth, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But they think that they serve God, even as they hand God himself over to death at the hands of the Romans. Because they refused to listen to Jesus, they cannot see the truth of who Jesus is right in front of them. Nevertheless, the Jews are standing outside. This is why Pilate has to go out to them. He has to deal with them outside because they won't come in. And we see here the beginning of the confrontation between Pilate and the Jews. And I think if we really want to understand it, we first have to understand something about who Pilate is. Pilate, to put it nicely, Christians, is not a good man. Take all of the worst stereotypes and all of the jokes that you have about politicians. Roll them all up together into one, and that's who Pilate is. Pilate is a man who is willing to do whatever it takes to get what he wants. Pilate is a man who will bend over backwards and say yes to this and waffle back and forth. He's the kind of man who doesn't really care about the people he's supposed to serve. And he often covers over his waffling and his softness with cruelty. Pilate is not a good man. And this will only come out more the further along we go. But to his credit, at least at the beginning, Pilate wants to do the right thing. And so, as the Jews come out to him, bring Jesus to him, he says to them, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Pilate wants to have a trial. He wants to do everything according to procedure. Let's do it all correctly and find out the truth of this situation. But that annoys the Jews. It annoys them because Pilate was probably the one who had sent soldiers out to Gethsemane to help capture Jesus. So they probably thought Pilate was already on their side. They probably thought that this was just a formality that they had to go through. But now Pilate is dragging it out, trying to bring up a trial that they didn't expect. So it makes them kind of grumpy. And they get a little snippy when they speak back to him and say, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." This isn't really an accusation against Jesus. They're trying to manipulate Pilate here. They're basically just saying, "Well, we've already determined that he's a bad guy, Pilate. You should just accept what we say and do what we say, and then we won't have to have this trial at all." But Pilate won't budge. He says back to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "It's not my problem," he says. "You deal with it. I don't care about your petty concerns. I don't care about your petty problems. If you don't have something against him that concerns Rome, don't bring him to me. Take him somewhere else and deal with him yourselves." You can see a little bit of how Pilate doesn't actually care that much about the people that he serves. But the Jews at this point lie to Pilate. "It's not lawful," they say, "for us to put anybody to death. You have to do it, Pilate. We can't." Now again, they're just trying to manipulate Pilate. But what they say here is simply not true, Christians. Because the whole accusation that they had against Jesus up to this point was that he was a blasphemer, that he was saying things about himself and about God that he should not have been saying. In fact, in John chapter 10, the Jews say to Jesus, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." That was the whole reason they brought him to Pilate in the first place. They wanted to put him to death because he said he was God. And in God's law, blasphemy had a very clear punishment. Leviticus chapter 24 says, "Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him." So yes, it was lawful for them to put him to death. They just didn't want to do it. They wanted to make the Romans do it. "Let's make Pilate put him to death so we don't have to deal with it. That way, we get rid of Jesus, and our hands are clean." But again, what hypocrisy this is. That they think that they are doing the right thing here by handing Jesus over to death. They think that they are serving God and listening to his law by acting in this way. They refuse to listen to Jesus. They will not listen to his voice. And for that reason, they cannot see who Jesus is. Pilate at this point takes Jesus into the praetorium. He wants to question him himself. And I'm pretty sure that Pilate was not very happy about this. He doesn't want to do it, but he wants to prevent having a riot in the city, because otherwise they might stir everything up and cause even more problems if he doesn't at least go along with it somewhat. So you can imagine him being pretty annoyed when he asks Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Luke tells us in his gospel that the Jews had said this to Pilate while they were still outside. John has skipped over this detail again. That's okay. It doesn't change Jesus' point in our reading for today. In verse 34, Jesus says to Pilate, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Because, Christians, on the one hand, if Pilate was asking this about Jesus of himself, that would probably mean that Pilate was interested in the truth. He wants to know, is he really the king of the Jews? He wants to know, where is the kingdom of God? You might even think of this as Jesus inviting him to believe in him, so that Pilate too might be saved. But on the other hand, if he's just repeating what he's heard, then he doesn't care about the truth. He doesn't care about Jesus. He doesn't care who Jesus is. He's just trying to deal with this problem. And unfortunately, it is the second. Pilate wants nothing to do with what he considers to be a Jewish thing. And so you can imagine him very gruffly asking Jesus, "What's this really all about? They gave you to me, so what have you done? Let's keep this moving along. I don't want to have to deal with this all day." Because Christians, Pilate also cannot see the truth. Pilate can only deal with what his eyes see. He can only think in terms of the world. He could understand if Jesus was a rebel, if Jesus was trying to take over. That would make sense to him. He could understand if Jesus was gathering together an army trying to seize power. That would also make sense to him. These kinds of things come from the world. That's how Pilate thinks. But Jesus doesn't look like anything like he expects. To him, Jesus is just an unimpressive man who doesn't look anything like a king. So what's really going on here? So Jesus at this point shows Pilate the truth. First of all, by showing what he is not. Because he's not a king in the way that Pilate thinks he is a king. His kingdom is not of this world. Now, that doesn't mean that his kingdom is somewhere really far off, like it comes from outer space or something like that. And it also doesn't mean that it's wrong for governments or kings to become Christians themselves. What it means is that it is a kingdom which comes from above, a kingdom which comes from God. Because if it came from the world, if it came from below, it would be like any other kingdom. And Jesus would be trying to seize power just like any other king. His disciples would have fought so that he wouldn't have been handed over to the Jews. But that's not what happened. Jesus has given himself up because his kingdom comes in a different way. The kingdom of God comes by Jesus laying down his life. The kingdom of God comes by Jesus dying for the sake of the entire world. That is the kingdom that Pilate cannot understand, that Jesus has come to bring into the world. But Pilate doesn't understand. He hears the word kingdom, and he can still really only think in terms of earthly kings. "So you are a king," he says. Well, Jesus now tells Pilate who he actually is. Yes, he says, "You are right. I am a king, just not a king in the way that you think. Because this is what it means for me to be a king." Verse 37, "For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." For Jesus to be the king means that he points to the truth. Not a truth, as if there was one truth among many. Not just the truth in the sense that Jesus says true things, but rather that he is the truth. Jesus points to himself. Because as John tells us, Christians, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His word is truth and life. He is the way which leads us back to the Father. And whoever believes in Jesus and listens to his voice knows the truth. And the one who trusts in Jesus will find a perfect freedom from sin. Because as Jesus says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. To know Jesus is to know who he is, and to know that he is the truth who has come to save us from our sins. That is what it means for Jesus to be the truth. But Pilate still doesn't get it. In fact, Pilate doesn't care. He just simply says, "What is truth?" dismisses Jesus, and walks away. He's uninterested. He doesn't care about the way of God. All he cares about is getting out of this mess. And so he goes back out to the crowd and tries to strike a deal, finding a way to pardon Jesus so he doesn't have to deal with him anymore. And the Jews, for their part, do not listen either. They ask for a robber to be set free instead of the good shepherd. They refuse to listen to the truth and to come near to God. But Christians, you have heard the truth. The Holy Spirit has given it to you. And you know that Jesus is the Son of God. And by knowing him, you may have life in his name. So Christians, don't be like the Jews who think that they know the truth even as they refuse to listen to God. Don't be like Pilate and not even care about the truth at all. But rather confess your sins. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ, your Savior, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life, lead us to yourself through the gift of your Holy Spirit, so that we may have perfect freedom in you and know the way of truth which leads to everlasting life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.